Well, the Fair Work Ombudsman, Sandra Parker, says she's shocked that another big company has admitted to breaching Australia's workplace laws on a massive scale. But Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci is rejecting the allegation of wage theft. Mr. Banducci spoke exclusively to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, and Peter's with me now. Peter, what excuse is the Woolworths CEO giving for this $300 million underpayment of his employees?
Well, Eleonora, Brad Banducci tells me it wasn't a deliberate rip-off and that Woolworths actually reported this or self-reported this to the Fair Work Ombudsman. But it is an understatement to say Woolworths is in crisis management today. That's because Woolworths now joins a big list of corporate giants who've come forward in relation to underpaying workers, such as Wesfarmers, the Commonwealth Bank, Super Retail Group, being held to account. Also, for transparency, our employer, the ABC, is being investigated for allegedly underpaying 2,500 casual staff. The potential exposure there for the ABC is almost $23 million, and the Fair Work investigation continues. But over the last year, Fair Work has recovered $40 million in stolen wages in Australia. Just last week, there was a case of a retail outlet in Brisbane outed for paying migrant workers in food and drink rather than in a salary. I spoke with Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci after the news hit this morning. He was making no excuses but told me that the buck stops with him.
I'd like to start by apologising to all the salaried store team members that it has impacted and given them our absolute commitment to get the issue addressed. How it came about was when we implemented our new enterprise agreement, which impacts our waged team members, not our salaried team members. In the process of doing that, three of our salaried team members made us aware that their take-home pay over a certain two-week period appeared to be lower, and that led to us doing a very extensive review to make sure that this wasn't a more systemic issue.
You say it's a mistake, but are you concerned that this underpayment is being perceived as yet another rip-off of worker wages?
Look, we've got no excuses, and we intend fixing it. So it was inadvertent, no question about that.
So you're saying this isn't wages theft?
Oh, look, Peter, what has happened for our salaried store team members, they've been paid in line with their contractual commitments, but we have not accurately paid them for some of the overtime hours they've worked as we've gone back and analysed the actual rosters they work, given we work very long hours. So as we've gone back and analysed it, we found the issue and we intend making a cash payment to all people impacted in 2018 and 2019 by the end of this calendar year.
This was self-reported by Woolworths to the Fair Work Ombudsman, and the Fair Work Ombudsman has been investigating a range of other cases where wages have been held back or stolen. So you're not saying in this case that this is wage theft?
No, but it is an issue that we need to fix for our salary team members. As soon as we found it, we've made the Fair Work Ombudsman aware of it. We've gone and made all of the key stakeholders in government aware of it. And what we wanted to do was get it out into the public domain so we could get along with fixing it. Hopefully a cash payment before Christmas.
The potential exposure in remediation is $300 million, given that this goes back as far as 2010. That's not just a big chunk out of your earnings, but also your reputation as an employer who is meant to play by the rules.
Yeah, well, we've taken a very broad definition of what we need to do to fix it. And when we've calculated what we need to pay, we've also factored into that interest on outstanding monies and also topping up super on it. So given we are Australia's largest private sector employer, it's critically important that we do the right thing.
You have 19,000 staff in the scope of this review. Are you convinced that this underpayment won't go any higher?
Look, we have said in our announcement that we will come back at the half year and be very definitive on the exposure. And that's why you see the broad range of between 200 and 300 in the announcement today. It is an extremely complex issue. And so I can't be more definitive now. I really wish I could.
But 5,700 might not be the end of it, you're saying?
Well, we've calculated that it's impacted around 5,500 per year for the last 10 years. And that's how we've come back with the range of numbers you see in our announcement.
Can you rule out that this isn't a cultural problem where middle managers have deliberately or inadvertently underpaid staff to meet their targets?
Unequivocally, Peter. But when you study the award, that is where our obligation is, and we haven't met it, which is why we need to fix it.
In the end, the buck stops with you. Do you need to resign?
Look, it does stop with me and the executive team. It will certainly be impacting executive team bonuses, as I've agreed with the chairman. But we need to get the issue fixed and then make sure it doesn't happen again second, and then think about what might be the appropriate penalties.
That's the Woolworths Chief Executive, Brad Banducci, speaking to the ABC's Peter Ryan.